This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Many of us showed our mums appreciation, and we tend to do this with gifts. Chocolates seem to be popular, flowers. I bought my mum some Ugg boots. That seemed to go down well.
That's a popular one too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The old slippers. Well, her slippers were falling apart, and I was like, yeah, you need new ones. But she's not one to really chuck things out. She has assured me she's going to. If not, I will sabotage her and chuck them out myself.
Good.
But that's just kind of one day and one kind of moment to show appreciation. But how do we go beyond that?
Valid question you ask. Unfortunately, we have a psychologist on the phone to help us with this. Mara Steepers, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Aaron and Aaron. How are you?
We're good. Very You're well. A handyman to know, aren't you?
I hear that from time to time.
So tell us, beyond giving flowers and, you know, even a card, how can we show appreciation to the ones that we love, and in particular our mums?
Well, I think I've brought this up, and I try and bring it up whenever one of these big occasions kind of happens, and that, you know, this is one day out of 365, and so that's often the first thing is there's other ways to show appreciation, and I think actually today is probably the perfect time to be celebrating Mother's Day. Because it's a couple of days after it, and it's a good time to actually use Mother's Day as a bit of a, I guess, a catalyst for a different way of showing appreciation, you know, for those 364 other days.
Exactly.
Because too often people kind of fall into a trap of, I guess, assumed appreciation, that that we tend to believe, we do some thinking on behalf of the other person, and tend to believe that they know exactly how we feel, but sometimes we haven't actually made that particularly clear. And so, you know, often we are encouraged, and even the slogans and the way that we understand it is we're really encouraged to show our appreciation, to make gestures and to show people exactly what they mean. But sometimes backing that up with a little bit of actually talking appreciation is really, really important as well, because we understand things a lot better when, you know, when they've been given a vocabulary, they've been given words. So that would be my first big tip for 2 days after Mother's Day, is think about how we're actually talking when it comes to appreciation. A card is a wonderful thing. It's a lovely gesture. It's a lovely thing to kind of give. But I guess at the end of the day, if two or more, or even, you know, potentially thousands of families are actually using the same Mother's Day card, how much does it actually fit that relationship and that family? So I would encourage, and I encourage people all the time to, you know, go beyond the card and maybe write a letter or something in there as well, something that actually talks a lot more about the really subjective and you know, individual nature of the particular relationship that you have with the person, and go into as much detail as that as possible.
I wonder if people even read the blurbs that are in cards, because I honestly skip over them. I only kind of read the bits when people write something to me.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's the other thing as well, is that sometimes they're kind of known for their sugar-coatedness. And so, you know, they serve a purpose. They're very good for people particularly who have difficulty, you know, finding those words. But that's the other reason why talking appreciation is actually really, really important, I think, is because if you're one of those people that kind of struggles to be able to pinpoint maybe what it is you're really appreciative of, or to be able to share that, there's a lot of actual research now that shows that if we're more aware of the things that we're appreciative and the people and the gestures that we're appreciative of, and actually are able to recognize that, think about what that means for you and express that gratitude to the person, not only are we a little bit more self-aware, but the research is showing that people that are able to do that and express gratitude freely and regularly are actually more likely to be happier people in life, and more likely to be able to take stock of the things that they are thankful for. And so it's a bit of a win-win situation when we express our appreciation.
What about those who are completely oblivious to the stuff that happens for them and need to, I guess, have some tips or advice on to how to be appreciative? How can we notice stuff like that? It seems like a hard or weird kind of question to ask, but I imagine for some people they may not be aware just how much they should be appreciative of somebody. How can you help us there?
I think it's true, and we're all on a spectrum at one end or the other, and we all live in our own subjective little bubble. And sometimes things don't quite make it in to that bubble, and sometimes we can't see what's in our own bubble. And so the bubble serves a purpose, but it can also work against us at some time. So a couple of tips would be to kind of, you know, and that's why I think Mother's Day is a really good catalyst, and 2 days after it's even better time to choose a particular person that's important to you, to look at and think about the role that they've played in your life, particularly, say, around major life events. That may have been major life events for you, so the birth of a child or, you know, your first job or graduating from uni or whatever that happens to be, and have a think about who shared that with you, what role that person played in helping you to get to that state and station in life and what that may have meant to you. Thinking about also what their role has actually taught you about your role as a father, mother, son, daughter, employee or community member. Often we're kind of walking in people's shadows quite a lot, and when we actually look for that, we can actually see the kind of important role that these people have played. Thinking about your own strengths and values, and thinking about what makes you you, and then going one step further and thinking about, well, where did I get that from? How did this person assist me with that? And then, you know, being able to actually think about writing some of those things down and actually sharing it with them, either, you know, via letter, or, you know, meeting up for a cup of coffee or taking someone out, you know, to the movies and dinner, and then actually kind of being able to say, hey, this is actually what you mean to me, beyond, you know, the day-to-day stuff that you do and beyond the simplicity of those messages that are in cards. This is really some examples of, you know, the important role that you've played in my life, and I really would like you to actually know that. It's a sad thing whenever you work with someone who's got someone who is, you know, close to the end of life, and you have to have that conversation with them about, have you been able to actually talk to them about what they mean to you?
Mm.
And I think we can do that every day, and we should be doing it every day.
Yeah, for sure.
It's also true when I've heard it said often when people have left a job, they said, gee, I didn't know I was appreciated as much as when you left.
So true.
And you get all those good speeches about, oh, you're wonderful and blah, 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 but you never hear that while you're there.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Unfortunately not. And so I think we could probably build a little bit of time in each week to just do a little bit of gratitude work, I think.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.